You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Warrick County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Good morning, Tri-State. Welcome to Radio Rehab again. If you have any questions for our guests today, please don't hesitate to call 424-1400. They are here to talk to us about being in recovery, being women in recovery, strong, awesome women. I have Octavia and Twyla for her first time here today. This is Lisa Seif. We are anxious to share with you good things about life as a woman that's been addicted and in recovery, and how they stay in recovery, because quitting using is one thing, staying quit is another thing. So good morning, Twyla.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great today. Thank you.
Good to have you. Thanks
for having me. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad you're here, and you too, Octavia. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Hello, Tri-State.
Hello. Well, tell us a little about you, Twyla, and Octavia, too. Octavia and I talked a little about maybe saying a few things about relapse and getting back in recovery. Twyla, this is your first time on here. Tell us a little about you, what happened, how you got in recovery, how you stay sober and clean today.
I went into recovery in 2001 at Mulberry, and I was at the bottom of my road. Had been using for a lot of years opiates, and just got to the point where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and drove into Mulberry, stayed my 28 days, came out real positive, and I did relapse twice. I mean, that's a part of recovery. I went back in as outpatient in 2003, and I've been able to stay clean since August 18th, 2003. With the help of Narcotics Anonymous, where I first started out my recovery road, went there for many years, and eventually turned to spiritual recovery. I needed a higher power in my life. I needed God in my life, and that's the road I'm on now.
So you've been clean since August 18, 2003, that's 5 years.
5 years, yes.
Wow, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I've worked hard.
What do you think for you, what was your drug of choice, and do you think that matters?
I really don't think it matters. I think any substance can be an addictive substance.
Yeah.
Even money, you know, food,
yeah.
Anything can be addictive. And the 12 steps that I started working with works with anything.
Yeah.
I've quit smoking. I smoked for 30 years.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was really hard. That's probably harder than the drugs.
Everybody has said that.
Yeah.
You can't get popped for nicotine driving, so
it's
too easy to keep smoking.
Right.
So you're really like an onion, layer by layer, taking care of addictions. God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Octavia, do you agree that it does? I mean, because you were crack cocaine, Twyla was opiates. Do you think there's a difference in the drug and the way?
Well, I mean, as far as, there's a big difference. I mean,
in the buzz,
I
mean, the addiction.
Of course, in the buzz, but I guess, you know, the prescription drugs, it's legal. It's easier to justify that, well, I really do have pain, so I really need to take these extra pain pills and that type of thing. But when you get into street drugs, it's illegal. You can end up in the penitentiary behind it. You can find yourself in some seedy situations. Like myself, you know, I got shot a couple of years ago.
I remember that. When was that?
That was, I believe it was July. Yeah, July 12th of 06.
Yeah. You were left for dead.
Yeah, I was. But God had a higher plan for me, and I turned out just fine. And I mean, as a matter of fact, I talked to the young man who actually shot me. And I forgive him, all is well. I hope that God just continues to bless his life like he's blessing my life. So, you know, and the fact of the matter was, it would have never happened had I not have been where I was at.
So do you think like the street drugs take you to the streets?
Oh, yeah.
Where Twyla's take you more to the pharmacies.
Exactly. It takes you to CVS and Walgreens.
Yeah.
Right. And other places. Yeah. But, yeah.
But the addiction, that
the addiction
compulsion.
Is the same, yes.
The same. Mm-hmm.
And you'll do anything to get it, no matter what. It's just the same as the street drugs. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
But sometimes the consequences are different.
Yeah. Do you think for women it's different? The addiction, the progression, the consequences, the things women do to feed their addiction? Do you think there's a higher price in some ways?
I believe that there is a higher price because the things that I did for my drug of choice, you know, landed me on street corners and jumping in and out of cars with men I didn't even know. So I know that the price is different for women than it is for men.
Especially when it comes to their body.
Especially. So, yeah.
You know, they say your body is your temple.
Exactly.
And boy, if you're out there letting people abuse it, where are you going to go worship?
Nowhere. And that's another reason that kept me out there in the streets so long, because I knew that I was defiling my body, you know. And
is that prostitution?
Yeah.
Can't call it anything else,
No,
huh?
No, that's it. Cut and dry.
Is that still going on?
Gosh, yes.
Prostitution.
Oh, yeah.
Out on the streets.
Out on the streets.
Even everything we know, HIV, violence, you being shot. Did you go out and prostitute again after you were shot?
Yeah.
Good
yes,
grief.
I did.
That's
yes,
addiction,
I did.
Isn't it?
Yes, I did. Because I had to get my drug of choice. I wasn't employable because I wasn't looking for work.
Yeah.
And, you know, the shape that I was in, nobody would have hired me anyway. Mm-hmm. So I did what I felt that I had to do to get to feed that need that my body had.
That hustling goes hand in hand with that addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the same, Twyla, with pill and opiate addiction? That
absolutely.
Hustling of the pill?
Absolutely. You're manipulating and conniving and trying to do anything you can to get what you want, to feed. That physical, it becomes a physical need that you have to satisfy.
It's like survival.
Or you're sick.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to be sick because you know that's coming if you don't get the drugs.
Yeah.
And Octavia may have been on the streets and I may have done other things, but what I did is just as bad.
Absolutely.
As what.
Exactly. Yes.
Just, it's just as degrading, just as destructive.
Yeah. And you both ended up in jail.
Oh, yeah.
In the course of your... That didn't stop you?
No.
Being a mother.
No.
So if jail doesn't stop a woman, being a mother doesn't stop a woman, what do you two think stopped you? What do you think has to happen for a woman?
For me, it was just being sick and tired. You know, I just had degraded and defiled my body so much that my body just felt like it couldn't go on anymore. And the day that I went into recovery, I didn't have any drugs. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any way to get anything. I was in my van driving around just hoping something would fall in my lap, you know?
Yeah.
And I knew that if I didn't drive to Mulberry that day, that I was going to rob somebody. I was going to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to do something that was going to probably get me locked up.
Wow.
And I drove to Mulberry instead, which is a miracle in itself that I made that decision.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't that probably weren't your intention. Your intention was to try to score or something.
Right.
Like that.
My last score was I was going to go to a family member's house and try to steal something from him. And, you know, thank God, God led me to Mulberry because it saved my life.
Yeah.
So you two knew about treatment and that there is rehabs.
Yeah, there was some help out there, but I guess it just had to get to the point for me that I had to want help and want change and want to live a different life more than I wanted to use drugs.
Exactly.
Because using drugs for me was a full-time job.
Yes.
That's what I'd done from the time I went to sleep, if I went to sleep,
all
day, every day, 24/7 is what I did. And I had to get to a point to where there was nothing else for me to do. I went back to prison in March of 08 this year, and I got released in April of 08, April 17th. And I prayed before I got released from Rockville. I said, God, you're going to have to do something with me, because if not, there's nowhere for me to go. My family lives in Indianapolis, and I have a son that lives here in Evansville, and he's a grown man, and he's living on his own. But God made a way for me to go to Ruth's house, and they accepted me. And that's where I've been ever since, staying clean and sober. And next month, by the grace of God, I'll celebrate a year clean. And I haven't been a year clean in about 4.5 years. So
being clean and sober is as much a challenge as staying out there almost crazy. It's not easy.
But then again, it isn't.
But you have to put a lot into it, you were saying.
You have to put a lot into it. You have to do what you need to do. You have to go to meetings if that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Or you have to have a spiritual connection. Mm-hmm. I can't do this on my own. I need help.
Yes.
As soon as I start thinking that I can do this on my own, I got this covered, I got this licked, I'm on my way back.
Is that the key for you two, you think? You
absolutely
knew you needed the help.
I knew it.
You couldn't do it alone.
I was so
this time.
Selfish and self-centered that I felt like I could do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Until
and
I found
for years
out,
you tried.
Yeah, until I found out time and time again that I couldn't do it on my own. That's like Twyla, you know, she's involved in church and everything else like
right.
that.
So absolutely.
That's what I need. I need to stay connected to a power that's greater than me, that's greater than my addiction, that's greater than all my flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's my problem. I'm my worst
mm-hmm.
enemy.
Right.
You know?
Do you think anybody can do it?
Absolutely.
Anybody can.
I think anybody that's sick and tired and willing to give it, you have to be willing to give it up and want to give it up.
Yeah.
I, like Octavia, I started going through Narcotics Anonymous, and I was in those meetings for several years, very faithful, served mm-hmm. in the meetings,
mm-hmm.
and it was really a gateway to where I am today. You know, I learned that I needed a higher power in my life. I learned that I needed a God in my life that I didn't have and I didn't know about until I worked the steps of NA.
And you two really are very spiritual women. And
absolutely.
You crave that God consciousness, which is obvious. Here's a million-dollar question for you. And you all have seen this. We've seen many pious people that study the Word, that are active in the churches, not be able to stay clean. Why? What is that? You all have been awakened and you go for it. What about these others that we see that are religious and pious and try to go to church and do the next right thing, but they keep relapsing? Is that God's fault?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
What?
I think it's the journey that they have to take until you're completely willing, completely open, completely tired, completely sick of it. You know, and some people it takes more to get there than others.
Some might have some reservations
yes.
still.
Yeah, and I think also, too, you know, addicts and alcoholics, we don't like to say uncle, so to speak. We don't want to give up. We want to keep on and trying to fight it. Well,
do it on your own.
Do it on your own. And I had to come to a point of surrender. I don't fight anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just do what it is that I need to do, and I understand above everything that God has my best interest at heart. Even on my good days, I still don't know what's really good for me, but if I stop and take a moment and say, okay, Lord, what am I going to do today? What you got for me today? I'm generally going to come out okay. But if I go on my own, it's not going to work.
Okay. We've got to take a break, Tri-State. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this commercial. Talk more about this path of recovery with Twyla and Octavity.
Hey, you. Yeah, you listening to the radio. It's me again. Have you got that HIV test yet? As I mentioned before, if you have put yourself at risk by having unprotected sex with more than one person or used IV drugs, guess what? You've put yourself at risk for HIV. Make that appointment today by calling the Vandenberg County Health Department at 435-5683 or stop by 420 East Mulberry. It's that easy. Remember, everything is confidential. No one has to know you've gotten the test unless you tell them, so do it. What do you have to lose except maybe your life or your partner's life? When in doubt, get checked out.
Jen Johnson, traffic tracker, reports her sinus pressure and congestion.
Major interstate trouble to report this morning. Look at that swelling on my sinus. The pressure inside my nasal passages just keeps building and building. Inbound and outbound communication is considerably backed up.
Sudafed knows everything can seem harder when your sinuses are blocked. Now there's a new Sudafed OM nasal spray. Nothing works faster on nasal congestion than the medicine in Sudafed OM.
Looks like Sudafed OM is bringing relief to the scene fast.
New Sudafed OM. Unblock your head. Use only as directed among 12-hour OTC topical nasal decongestants.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call. at 812-424-1400. Or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab. And now, here's Lisa Seif.
Well, you all have heard the beginning of this show. It's an incredible show today with Octavia and Twyla just talking about recovery for women and prayer and faith. Please, if we don't get to your phone call, which we will for sure, don't hesitate to call even after we're on the air, because these women will answer your calls. We were talking a little before the break, Twyla and Octavia, about God and about faith and how important it is to have prayer in our life, but why some that have prayer seem to still struggle. And you all were talking a little about that. Let's talk a little bit more about that, and then talk about the women's group that you all are real involved in at Memorial Baptist Church. Hold on, though. We've got a caller. 1 second. Yes, caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been listening to these two women, and they're fabulous. You made a point about having God in your life and going to church, and why you thought that maybe that didn't help some people. Although I know we need God and everything, we still need the fellowship of our program. Mm-hmm. We still need to hear about our problems and how to solve them. And the church just, they don't focus on that. You know, not everyone in the church has an addiction like we do.
Yes.
So although we go to church and we believe in God and we pray and it's wonderful, we still need to go to the meetings and stuff and hear about us.
Well, thank you, caller Darlene. We were just talking about that. We were just now talking about that. Thank you for giving us that jump start. What do you all think about that? It's important to have God, but we also have to have our recovery program. And
I agree, because in church, you hear, I go to Memorial Baptist Church, and in my opinion, that is the best church in the world.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Right. We love Pastor Brooks and the whole congregation. But I tell you,
he talks about addiction and recovery from the pulpit.
From the pulpit, he does. And that's what I love about his sermons. And church is a feel-good type of thing. And even though Pastor Brooks set some stuff out there for you to think about, mm-hmm. when I go to the meetings, I'm sitting right next to a person who may have just picked up a white chip, mm-hmm. and that's a reminder for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting next to a person who's struggling with thoughts of relapse and things like that, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I can relate
that
to
common, that. Like the caller was saying.
Exactly. Yes. So I can relate to that, and then I can go to church, and I can get some affirmation and some confirmation
mm-hmm.
from my pastor to just keep going. God got your back.
Yeah.
And that just makes it all the more while.
So the partnership between church recovery
and
program.
Exactly. Maybe, they go hand in hand for me.
For you. Yeah. Maybe that's it. The ones that just pray and don't take care of the addiction are
exactly.
the ones. What do you think?
I agree with that completely. Huh. We were just talking about this during the break.
Yes.
You know, we have to stay involved in our meetings. We have to have that fellowship. We have to, you know, stay focused on recovery. And you don't get that always in church. You get, like Octavia said, reaffirmation and faith and spirit and things like that. But you need the connection of other addicts.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn from other addicts how to stay clean, how to recover, what to do. You know, sponsor was a very important part of my recovery and still is. I still have a part-time sponsor that I talk to, you know, and I talk to addicts constantly, you know, and that is my connection. Besides my connection with God, I mean, that's what the two things that I need.
Yeah. Right. So that, thank you, caller, again, Darlene. Would you tell us, Twyla and Octavia, about your new support group at Memorial Baptist Church so the community can know that that's there if they feel shy about going to an Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous meeting? Here's another option for them.
Yes, we have a women's support meeting. It's called Women in Recovery. It's at Memorial Baptist Church on Tuesdays at 12 noon, lasts an hour till 1 o'clock. And it is an addiction-based meeting. And I don't care what you're addicted to. If it's an addiction, then there's help there for you. We are just a group of women who get together and talk about our experiences and try to help each other. And anyone's welcome. Any woman that's having a struggle,
With any kind of addiction?
With any kind
pills,
of addiction.
Powders, pot, alcohol.
Food.
Shopping. Food.
Shopping's an addiction. Oh, no, I got that one.
Uh-oh. I'd like to have one, but yeah, I'm sure for some shopping's an addiction. But it's more
spending.
That meeting, it's spiritually
money.
Laced.
Yes.
And it's just women with just a common issue of wanting to just do the next right thing a day at a time. And not let something take them over. And so mm-hmm. we get together and we talk and we share, we laugh, we cry.
So it's a support group.
It's a support group. It's a support
every
group.
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday from 12.
No matter what, whether no there's what. One people, five people, 100 people, it's going to go on
Absolutely.
Tuesdays.
It's
Even Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
As far as I know, yes. Unless the church is closed for a cleaning or something like that, you know, which we'll notify people ahead of.
So they just show up there?
Yes.
And say, where's the support group? And
there's a sign on the door.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. And it's confidential, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So what made you all decide to go start a support group at the church?
Well, one thing I was asked by the family ministry director, we had had a women's support group there at one time and it kind of fizzled out. And I was talking to some people and I told them I had 5 years clean and they kind of, you know, jumped on me.
Sure.
You know, we have this meeting that needs to be run and I prayed about it and I decided to try it. You know,
so you're pretty open, Twyla, about being addicted and being a recovery.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And you are too, Octavia?
Yeah, there's no other way to be because if I'm hiding, then there's some reservations going on there.
Exactly.
So I'm pretty open about it. Yeah.
Well, some people maybe are afraid. You're a nurse, Twyla. Some nurses are afraid, too, for people to know that they have an addiction because, oh, my goodness. What
there's a lot of consequences that can come if people know what's going on, and people don't want others to know what they're doing and that they're in recovery. But in that group, you're free to say and do and think about anything mm-hmm. and say anything you want to say. For me, I had to be completely open. Now, I'm not completely open with everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm completely open with God. I'm completely
church.
Open with my sponsor,
mm-hmm.
and I'm open with my pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
most
great.
Of my church.
Yeah.
You know, and that has come with time. You know, mm-hmm, when I first got into recovery, mm-hmm. I wasn't that open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But today I need to be. Mm-hmm. I need to be open.
I think we do.
I think sometimes the stigma right. that society can put on you for being addicted or alcoholic or something like that.
Do you think it's getting better? There's less of a stigma now, but
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's kind of like 50-50. That
mm-hmm.
it's still there,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then there are also people and organizations and different community things that will understand.
Mm-hmm. There's more resources.
Yeah, there's more resources because, I mean, you got celebrities that are addicted and things like that. And,
right.
you know, and so...
it's out of the closet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But whether or not people want to hire us or not.
it's a totally different story.
Yeah.
You know,
totally do you tell story. It when you're
yeah.
applying for jobs?
I sure do.
Do you
tell
really?
It. I tell them. And as a matter of fact, I had an interview last week. And the guy that interviewed me, he had worked at one time in the addiction field.
Mm-hmm.
So he understood where I was
Great.
Coming from, and he congratulated me on my 11 months clean and things like that. But then he said on the corporate side,
right.
yep.
I still have to have it approved because of the felonies that I had.
Right.
And so I kind of went away with a 50-50 feeling. I'm like, well, he understood this part, but then, you know. But, you know, again, with that, I'm going to leave that in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what I need.
Mm-hmm.
He knows my heart. And when the time is right, he's going to bless me with a job.
That's
and
right.
That's all there is to it. And up to this point, I'm not hurting or wanting for anything.
And you're going back to school, aren't you?
Yeah, in January.
Heck yeah. So. Look out, world.
Yeah.
She could be our boss someday, Twyla.
That's right.
Octavia.
That's right.
Woo, that'd be awesome.
I'll hire you.
You would hire.
I'll hire you.
We only have a few minutes left. Would you all please come back?
Yes.
We need to talk a lot more about women recovery
sure.
resources available. What before we close, is there anything that you all in your heart of hearts would want people in the community to know about?
I guess I just would like for the men and women in the community to know that if you're struggling with addiction, that you don't have to keep struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You can come in from out of that at any time. Go to Stepping Stone. Ladies, If you got 30 days clean, come to Roof's House, which is at 321 East Walnut. Speak with Jennifer Dick, and I know that they would see to get you in there. We do have beds available. I know it's cold outside.
In the YW,
House of Red Peace,
there's places for women.
Peace. There's different places. You don't have to stay out there.
In that
and,
cold.
And if I can stay clean and sober for 11 months, one day at a time, and in my opinion, I felt like that I was a low-bottom addict. I know anybody can. And I'm
Absolutely.
Sure Swalla would agree to
yes.
that also.
Yes.
So
Go get help.
Go get help.
Don't have to go to prison to hit
bottom. You don't have to go to prison. You don't have to lose anything else.
That's
Nothing
important.
Else. You can
Thank
come on
you.
In right now and start where you are, because God will take you where you are right now.
That's right.
And he'll start working on you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And you can find Octavia at any 12-step meeting at Old Stone. You can find her at Memorial Church at the support group on Tuesdays. And you can call her here at Radio Rehab and we'll hook you up.
Exactly.
What about you, Twilight?
You know, I left out a real important part of my recovery. On my second relapse, I went into a residential program at the YWCA.
Oh.
And I was allowed to live in a non-addict community for 18 months. And that was the real turning point in my life, that I was able to get away from my job, get away from the people I was surrounded with, and just recover. I didn't have a job for 10 months. You know, I prayed, just like Octavia, and one day God gave me a job that I needed, and it was the perfect job for me. And right now I don't work anymore. I'm on a disability. But, you know, and you were talking about whether you tell your employers. There was a time when I had to tell my employers because I was being monitored when I was a nurse.
By the nurse impaired for you.
Yes. And it was always the best way to go. You know, there were people that understood.
Exactly.
You know, you'd be surprised when you tell someone you're an addict, the response you might get back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You might be the only person they know that can show them people do change.
That's
so
right.
You're showing employers, too, that... Well, you all have just been incredibly delightful. I wish we had more time on Radio Rehab. This is exactly what Radio Rehab's supposed to do, just share our experience, strength, and hope. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Tri-State, we will be back. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. We'll have Twyla and Octavia back for sure. Until we talk to you again, do find some hope. Find some answers. Find some people that can help you. They're out there. And you can always call us here at Radio Rehab and hook up with Twyla, myself, Lisa, Octavia. We'll get you somewhere where you can find some hope and some help. Thanks for listening today. And don't forget, between now and the next time we talk again, do the next right thing. Thank you.